Sunday night or the Dalad Nisan. Toshin Ayin Hay. Dvar Halach and Chavis Al Holos.
The Shaila always comes up about going to Kvarim in Chodesh Nisan because we don't say Tachanun. So like everything else in the Shaila, some say you shouldn't go, really more Alpi Kabbalah than the fact that they're festive days and you're not supposed to visit Kvarim on festive days, but the whole Cheshbon Alpi Kabbalah, why one shouldn't go in Nisan. The Gesher HaChaim, though, and others say you could go. Everybody makes a point of saying that sometimes people go to Kvarim and it makes them see it, and it causes them tsar, it makes them cry, so then indeed you shouldn't go in Chodesh Nisan, if that's the reaction. Sometimes people go to Davin for the living, without going into the Shaila of Dorish Al HaMesim and who they're davening to and what they're davening, you know. But there is a concept that people go to Kivrei Avos or Kivrei Tzadikim and they daven there. Maybe they ask it's a Makom Shechina, it's a Makom of maybe they ask to be an intermediary. But again, we're not going into it now. So that certainly you can do in Nisan if that's the context of Yigam. So Kitza, I think there's a consensus you could go, not if it causes you tsar, not if it's a yard site or a shloshim, you could go, not if it causes you tsar though. If there's a whole ma'amad with the tillim and kalmalei rachamim and this and that, then you taka shouldn't. But certainly to be followed for chayim at the kever is considered legitimate and you can go. Okay, we move on now to the Chavis HaVol, the Shara Bechina. We started Perek Dalet and he's going through the seventh categories of Chachma that we should study to see Hashem, His wisdom, His chesed, His achdus, etc. So the first one we called physics and chemistry. He calls it the foundations of the world. Everything that makes the world work, whether it's the stars or the planets or the sun and the soil and rain and wind, all the things that at work, call it physics and chemistry, everything, oxygen. Okay. The second category of wisdom, Papino Ashenis, is to examine and to reflect upon the role of a person in this world. In other words, you see Hashem's wisdom in what people do. People are fix up the world, they make beautiful things, they civilize parts of the world that are wild, they build things that are very useful, make life, they tame the wild, and all of this, again, it's from Hashem, and you see that a person, they love Ramos Dovin HaMelech Olav HaShalom Bomer Hashem Adonai Moad HaShimcha B'chol HaAretz, that this is part of the Cheshbon. The Gemara brings on this pasuk, the argument to the Malachim, that the mankind could receive the Torah, because Ma'ad Hashimcha b'chol ha'aretz, a person builds, a person does, a person is masakein, a person has a tremendous impact on the world, whether it's the jungle or whatever he develops, civilization. So when you're learning in school, you get used to the idea, and you don't realize that everything is hashgacha. And if you examine it, this is what the Chavis HaLavos wants you to do. If you examine it, and you examine wars, and you examine empires, and you examine what was accomplished in the world, and how different places in the world became bucky and different things, and the shift of power from one part of the globe to another, and you examine what people accomplished, you see Hashem. You see Hashem, you see the development of history, you see the development of slavery, and then slavery stopped, and then the industrial revolution, and people stopped even using animals. And you see the histapchus of the world, Bekitza, and you realize that it's going somewhere. It's not by accident. If you have to have the ability to see it, You have to have the ability to make bechina and to see it. So that's category number two, is the role of humankind in the world, that he tames the world and is misaking the world and civilizes the world and he creates infrastructure and makes life more livable. And this is all, you see, this is what Hashem's doing. This is what Hashem wants his tapchut of the world to come about in this way. And it's Hashem Adonai Nu Moad Hashem Chobuchal Aretz. Okay, that's the second category. Okay, stop.